Unit 6. Recording 32.
So, tell me what you found out about video conferencing systems. What is there?
Well, there are two kinds. One kind is a dedicated system and the other is a desktop system. Dedicated systems usually have their special room with its own hardware. I mean, the room would have a set of high-definition monitors, a video camera for each participant with remote controls and things like that.
I see. And the other kind?
Desktop systems are much simpler. We can use an ordinary PC, add some hardware and that's it. But the quality usually isn't as good.
Sounds more flexible, though.
Yes, and cheaper as well.
Do we need anything else?
Well, an MCU might be useful.
What's that?
A multi-point control unit. With it, we can hold a video conference between three different locations, or more than three.
That sounds useful. If we had one of those now, we could connect to our Tokyo, Dubai and Paris offices. Now, how about bandwidth? Do these systems use a lot of bandwidth? I guess high-definition video would use a lot.
Yes, that can be a problem. But most systems use compression, which means they use a lot less bandwidth. Compression techniques are getting better all the time, so that's very helpful.
OK. Thanks very much for explaining all that. If we had a video conferencing system, we would save in other areas. Let's have a look at a few systems and compare costs and get one as soon as possible.